All right, we're here at the GrowMark annual meeting in Chicago. With me is Dan Kelly. Dan, what's your title, please?
I'm chairman of the board and president of GrowMark.
All right, well, big annual meeting for GrowMark. I understand you've got quite a number of people here.
Yes, we're expecting over 1,000 people, and that's our usual turnout, and we moved our annual meeting up to late August to avoid the Farm Progress Show so that we can not have that conflict.
Now, as you address the membership this year, what are some of the things you're going to tell?
Well, we talk about value-driven and the fact that the GrowMark system has historically been recognized for having a high standard of ethics, and we carry that into customer responsiveness and being able to satisfy our customers' needs and hopefully exceed their expectations.
What kind of a year has it been for GrowMark?
Well, it's been a very good year. You know, agriculture has been one of the stellar industries in this economic downturn over the last 2 to 3 years. And we've just had a great run in terms of demand for food, demand for products, corn and soybeans that most of our customers raise. And so we've just had a stellar year. We have now recorded with this year our best seven years in the history of the GrowMark system, which is 84 years.
Now, GrowMark just continues to grow. What are some of the biggest growth areas right now?
Well, we continue to grow in all areas, but predominantly in our agronomy products and in our petroleum products. We sell petroleum products nearly across 31 states. Agronomy probably in three-fourths of those states. We serve customers from Colorado to the East Coast and from Florida to Maine.
Well, regarding your energy sector, you're really involved in homegrown fuels, ethanol and biodiesel. Tell me how that's grown.
Well, we were one of the pioneers in ethanol, and I started to say 25 years. It's probably over 30 years now since we pumped the first gallons of ethanol. And as we have been committed, we early on did research in ethanol and even had a pilot ethanol plant for a period of time. And as that industry has grown, we aren't investing ourselves in the ethanol plants, but we do a lot of marketing of ethanol.
Well, that's really important. And now, when you talked about how good a year it has been and how good a year it's been for agriculture in general, really what we're looking at is feeding the world and feeding a growing population. And I'm sure that's part of GrowMark's really goal here is to help the farmers feed the world.
You're exactly right. In fact, I just had the opportunity a little over 3 weeks ago to spend some time in China, and Vietnam. And what I saw there was a dramatic change in diets, obviously because of their change in income, the growth of the middle class in China, which probably exceeds the entire population in the United States today. And so when you think of the changing diets and the changing demand for food, not only in China, but Vietnam and throughout Asia, and hopefully that economic growth will occur in Africa too. So, you know, 2 billion more people on the earth in the next 20, 25 years. The growth of not only population, but the economic growth is going to stimulate demand for food. So agriculture has a very bright future.
I'd say so. That's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Anything I missed, Karen? One of the things that our CEO, when you interview him tomorrow, one of the things that Jeff Solberg says is that every bushel counts today. And we're going through a difficult crop year. The demand for food is strong. The yields from almost zero in the low 40 bushel area to as high as 240. These are projections, obviously. Nothing's been harvested. And so while we have a tremendous demand for corn and soybeans, we're under some crop stress right now. That's being reflected in the markets, obviously. And so it's been a challenging year from a production standpoint in many areas. Too much rain early, then too dry, and then a lot of heat through the late pollination period. So our producers are, in some cases, under some stress, but hopefully the net income of their cooperatives and the net income of the GrowMark system will help a bit in terms of providing them with some patronage income down the road.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that is very true. I've been all over the Midwest, and it's ranged from looking really great to looking really bad. So.
Yeah, there was one of the farm management firms, and that's where I got the figures. They did just McLean County, which is where Bloomington's located. That was the range, 40 bushel to 240 bushel
in one county
of its large county, 700,000 acres. But that's dramatic. And we have some bean fields that are in jeopardy of being very low in yield because the pods are flat. And if we were fortunate in the Bloomington area to pick up some rain here the last two or three days. But overall, it's there's going to be some disappointing yields, I'm afraid.
That's farming, though, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the GrowMark Annual Meeting in Chicago, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.